You're listening to Real Presence Live on the Real Presence Radio Network. Join in the conversation on our Facebook page or on Twitter. And be sure to like and follow us for more great Catholic content. Now, back to the show.
And welcome back. I'm Heather Caro.
And I'm Doug Weingart.
We're your hosts this morning, broadcasting from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Thank you for joining us. We're moving right along in our show, and we're talking now with Eric Spader, who is joining us from O'Gorman Catholic Schools. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me today.
Well, thanks for being on with us and driving all the way over here. Appreciate it.
Pretty easy drive. Not too bad.
Wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
Our rush hour was over.
Traffic wasn't bad.
No. Smooth sailing this morning.
Nice. So tell the listeners a little bit about who you are, Eric.
Yeah, so my name's Eric Spader. I'm the HR generalist at Bishop O'Gorman Catholic Schools. So my main responsibilities are I do a lot of the recruiting, hiring, and onboarding for all of our new employees for the entire school system. So for all six elementaries, the junior high and the high school, but then also our central office as well. So in addition to that, I also focus on university relations. So I travel around to the different universities around the area that offer education majors to try to get in front of some of those education majors and just kind of tell them what we offer at Bishop O'Gorman. A lot of times people don't know until you have an opportunity to have a five-minute conversation with them. So attending teacher career fairs has been really busy. A lot of them pick up kind of early spring. So the last 2 months, I think we've attended five different education major career fairs at different universities just to see what we can find. Obviously there's, you know, shortages of teachers basically in any school district, it seems like, around the area. And if they don't know about us, then they may not be interested. So we're just trying to get our name out there a little bit more.
Right. Well, and I would think that would be quite the challenge, being in the human resources office. How many employees are you working with? Do you know off the top of your head?
Because you might have stumped me with that one.
We have so many schools and different, I would think, a lot.
It is quite a few. I don't even know if I can shoot out a number.
Maybe it's good
that would
don't
even go
know.
Close. Yeah.
It might be
yeah.
better.
Yep.
It might be better. You just don't know.
What I can say is it's part of my what I've enjoyed just basically my career that's led me up to O'Gorman. I've always been a people person.
Yeah.
So getting to know the principals at each school has been massive, understanding what they're looking for in their workers, because obviously each principal has a different type of culture they're trying to implement on top of, obviously, the Catholic education piece.
Mm-hmm.
So getting to know them has been great, and then just being able to observe, having conversations with other teachers, and then not only them, but the support staff. There are so many support staff that help O'Gorman run, right, help them function and things like that. And that's kind of been the unique part is a lot of people think it's always teacher openings. We have a lot more than teacher openings for people that aren't a teacher, that are looking for other avenues to get into, obviously, a faith-based institution.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about how long have you been working with O'Gorman? I don't know if we've ever met.
I have actually never met either one of you, so it's been great.
This is awesome.
Like I said, I'm happy to be here. I started last July.
Okay.
So just kind of my background, I was in college coaching here at Augustana University.
Okay.
And then I moved into healthcare recruiting before taking the position at O'Gorman. So like I said, just kind of always been always around people, a lot of people and things like that. And that's what I've enjoyed most about this role is it's allowed me to continue to do that, just meet new people, figure out what they're looking for, and see if we can make it a good fit.
So what's the landscape look like for teachers coming out of school? Is there a good number of them? Are the numbers up or down?
There's been a good number. It just falls down to what are they looking for. And like I said, we've gone into North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa. Just depends. Some education majors are like, it doesn't matter where I end up. I just want a job. And others are like, I'm from a small town in Nebraska. I already know they have a need. I'm closer to my family. Mm-hmm. Okay, I can't argue with you there, but I appreciate you letting me know, because then we don't have to spin our wheels, I guess, of trying to sell you more on the program. We can just, like I said, kind of go our separate ways.
Well, and one thing that we always talk about with Catholic education is the teachers get paid less.
Mm-hmm.
And I know at O'Gorman they do a huge campaign to supplement the teachers' pay. How are we faring when it compares to a public school?
Yeah, so initially, especially right out of the gate, we're very comparable to the public schools. And that's what a lot of people don't know, because public schools, you can publish that. So that information you can find online, right? Obviously, you don't find our information online. That comes through a conversation with me where I have that conversation and I just tell them, you know, a new college graduate, here's what we're looking at. They're like, oh, Yeah. That's not too bad. It's like, yep, it's not too bad. We just need to have that conversation first for you to know that, this is actually, you can make a quality income from working with us. And, you know, our president, Cowgirls, working with the board and everything, they do a great job of, you know, working to get increases in salaries for our teachers and everything, because obviously things aren't getting cheaper. Mm-mm. And teachers want to keep getting paid. They don't want to keep getting paid the same, right? they want to see increases, but also it's rewarding them. Mm-hmm. For being loyal, dedicated in a Catholic education system. So that's where, like I said, our leadership team does a great job of trying to continue to support them in that way.
That's very encouraging. Very encouraging. I didn't know that we were that close. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting. So let's talk about some of the different careers and job paths other than teachers.
So other than teachers, we can go down the list. Obviously, there's educational assistants. You know, a lot of teachers have an EA that helps them out in their classroom. So you're not required to be certified for that, to be a certified teacher. But if you have, you know, a desire to want to be in education, there's those opportunities. We have custodial work. We have after-school teachers for people who are looking for a part-time job. Say they just have a regular daytime job and they're done around 3. We have after-school care that goes until 5:30, 6 o'clock. That's just been a good part-time job. We obviously have some high school students that help with that because it's a good part-time job for them. Mm-hmm. And some college students. And then in our central office, so like right now we're looking for a foundation coordinator to assist our director of the foundation.
Oh, yeah, because yours ran away to this building.
Correct, yep. That's where...
Well, I wouldn't say run away, sorry.
Yep, I'm with you. But that's where we try to get out there of saying it's not just teachers. There's opportunities to be in a Catholic education system where you don't have to be a certified teacher. Now, are the majority teachers? Of course. Mm-hmm. And that's probably never going to change, but there's a lot of additional opportunities for other roles in the Catholic school system.
Beautiful. So share, start, stay, grow. I have on my list here. What does that mean, and what are we talking about here?
Start, stay, grow. Super excited. It came from our human resources director, Angie Moran. She came up with it, and initially she just had the thought of it, and then once we started brainstorming it more and talking about it more, we really implemented it into kind of our branding for human resources, because we want people to know, especially when we're out recruiting people, it's not just a quick hire job, right? Sometimes you can go to a career fair, and I went to one education career fair, I believe it was a school in Alaska, and they promoted signs, $10,000 sign-on bonus, but you basically had to sign on the spot.
Oh my gosh.
Obviously, I can safely tell you we're not able to offer that. I can see why they were able to, because I'm sure it's hard to get people to go to Alaska to teach.
Yeah.
But anyways, we want to promote Start, Stay, Grow, because we want people to know it's an opportunity to have a career. Mm. It's not just a quick hire job where we're looking for you to stay for 1 year. We want you to grow in this career, and that's where we're trying to make ourselves a little bit different, is with especially the grow piece. We want to provide you opportunities to grow not only as a person, but also in your faith. Everyone's at a different spot in their faith journey. Mm-hmm. So having those opportunities to grow professionally and spiritually, that's something we really want to stress. And that's where it's that start, stay, grow, is if we can get you in the door with that starting process, that start, staying with us, you're going to have opportunities to continue to grow within the school system where it's not just going to be a short-term fix, right? We want you to be able to make a career out of it where you feel like we're invested in you as an employee, where you don't just feel like, oh, I'll be here for a year and then I'm ready to job hop. Yeah. You know, we're looking for people that want to stay dedicated into it, but then we have to do our part.
Right.
You know, as human resources, as leadership, of then showing you are important to our school system. We want to make sure you feel that way.
So after being with O'Gorman now for a year, what can you say you've noticed about the community and the atmosphere of O'Gorman compared to other jobs that you may have had?
Community is incredibly important because you basically have a full-on support system. Mm-hmm. I found if you mention, oh, yeah, because I still coach youth soccer, so I'll just put it in this way. So I know a lot of people in the community, and they're like, oh, yeah, Eric, what are you doing now? Because I used to coach collegiate soccer. And I was like, oh, I'm with Bishop O'Gorman. They're like, oh, that's where I sent my kids. You immediately have support where they want to have that conversation. So that support system has been massive, not only in the community, but I'd say even in the central office, I've noticed that as well. And a bonus I've learned from me, so I grew up, I went to Holy Spirit. My parents still here in Sioux Falls, that's where our whole family grew up going, was Holy Spirit. In the central office, we do what's called our Virtues Program with the PES sisters. So once a month, we get together with the sisters, and we go through a different virtue to kind of help us continue to grow, once again, grow in our faith. And that's another piece of support, is that there's just those opportunities where you don't feel like you're isolated, where I'm only the HR generalist. I don't interact with anyone else. I don't have conversations. That's definitely not the case. The case is you're going to be surrounded by a lot of people. You're going to have a lot of conversations with a lot of people, whether you like it or not. Obviously, I do. I enjoy having those conversations. I enjoy getting to know people. But just that support is just a massive piece. As you're, once you're in that community, you have that support. You just feel like you're welcomed.
I love it. I love it. What's your elevator speech for a student that walks up to your table?
Ooh.
How about that?
Good one. Well, I will say it does depend on the state that we're
okay.
in. Because obviously
right.
you got to know some background information. But the biggest piece for me is I want to be as transparent as I can with them. I've always taken a lot of pride in just how I carry myself as an individual, is I want to be real. I don't want to sell them anything that's not what we're willing to offer. So I try to be transparent with them. We are a Catholic education system. There are a majority of teaching roles that it is a requirement to be Catholic. There are some that you don't have to be. So I try to be upfront honest, but then I also provide them the opportunity of, say, you know, they're unsure of their faith, but they're Catholic, right? And having those opportunities, I just stress to them that there's going to be opportunities to grow in your faith, if that's something you're looking for. You're going to be able to grow professionally and spiritually in our education system. So I always try to start off that way, because I know sometimes teachers are so eager. There's like, give me a job, what's the salary?
Yeah.
I do incorporate that, but I also try to give them a different avenue of saying, we're also real people here. We actually want to get to know you. We want to make sure you're a good fit. We're not just going to plug you in if you're not a good fit in our school system, because once again, what matters is the kids.
Yeah.
The kids and their education that they're receiving. That's the utmost importance, right? So that's where I try to be as real as I can right out of the gate with them, is I want them to know who I am. So then hopefully when I go next year, they remember me. And that's obviously the goal, is that as we continue to go to these career fairs, make a yearly thing.
Yeah.
So freshmen now, by the time they're seniors, like, I've chatted with you 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
Maybe I want to consider it now. And then hopefully that can lead to more teachers.
Sounds like you're the right guy for the job.
we'll see if everyone else feels that way.
Real quick, before we run out of time, what is a website people can check out the openings?
So you can go to our Bishop O'Gorman website, and in the top right-hand corner, there's an employment tab that they can click on. And we actually revamped it, so then you can click on the Start, Stay, Grow piece.
Okay.
And we actually have some videos on there. We have different sections of specifically for Start, Stay, and Grow.
Okay.
So if anyone has any interest in what we're trying to implement, that site is perfect for it. It has it laid out for us.
Thank you so much, Eric. Thank you for joining us today. Up next on Real Presence Live, we'll talk about the huge effort here in the Diocese of Sioux Falls to see a resurgence of vibrant parishes, re-energized priests and leaders, and Catholics on fire with the love of God. Father Andrew Dickinson is up next. Stay with us. More Real Presence Live right after this.
This is Real Presence Live, where the focus is not on the evil around us, but on conversion and mercy through the good news that is always good. We're local, engaging, and live on the Real Presence Radio Network.
Bishop Robert Barron will be joining us as a guest this Thursday at 10 on Real Presence Live. He will be speaking about something we don't always consider, but need to pay attention to: how local and state governments can impact our religious freedom. Tune in to Real Presence Live this Thursday at 10 to hear from Bishop Barron.
This is Lavinia Spirito for Catholic Way Bible Study. In Matthew 19, we learn about a servant whose master had just forgiven his debts. Although the servant is grateful for his master's mercy, he is unable to show the same kind of mercy towards his own debtor, even though they owed him an amount that was much smaller. His master, moved with compassion for his servant, who never in 1,000 years could have repaid his huge debt, forgives all. What life-changing mercy! Yet how much more mercy was shown the day Jesus came to the world to set us free from the bondage of sin and death. Through this parable of the forgiven servant, Jesus makes his point crystal clear. Forgive your enemies, family, and friends, because in the measure that we forgive and show mercy, so forgiveness and mercy will be shown us. Jesus has shown us unfathomable mercy. Who in your life needs a little mercy today?
Catholic Way Bible Study. Peace, power, purpose. Find out more at cwbs.org.
Let us run to Mary and, as her little children, cast ourselves in her arms with a perfect confidence. St. Francis de Sales. Join together with families across the local area for the Rosary, nightly here on Real Presence Radio. On Wednesday through Monday nights, tune in at 8 p.m. Central, and on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Central. Gather the whole family together and pray this powerful prayer with us. Join us for the Rosary Wednesday through Monday at 8 p.m. and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Central here on the RPR Network.